Jump right into this thing. I called the TRPA Legal Committee to order. The date is Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022, and it's 9:02. Here's some background.
Yeah. Could everyone mute? Make sure they're muted.
Thank you. Give it a shot. Thanks so much. First item on the agenda is roll call. Catherine, would you please call the roll?
Ms. Williamson?
Present.
Ms. Novosel?
Here.
Mr. Rice?
Sorry, you just muted. I just got muted. Now I just had to unmute. Hi, I'm here.
Thank you. Mr. Yates?
Here.
Mr. Bruce?
Here.
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
Excellent. Okay, I'll go over the meeting rules for the day. To observe and participate in the meeting, go to www.trpa.gov, select March 23, 2022, Governing Board Meeting on the calendar, and follow the link to the Legal Committee webinar on Zoom. Members of the public can find all meeting materials there as well. To address Legal Committee members directly with your comments, raise your hand in Zoom by clicking Raise Hand at the bottom of your screen at the appropriate agenda item. With your hand raised, you will be unmuted by TRPA staff and have 3 minutes to address the committee. If you've used the dial-in numbers to join us by telephone, you can use *9 to raise your hand and then be unmuted. To committee members, if you wish to speak, you can also raise your hand in Zoom. You will find the hand icon on the bottom of your screen. A reminder that committee members may not use the chat box to make any comments or to have any sidebar conversations. Please, everyone, remember to mute your mic unless speaking to cut down on the background noise. Finally, I would also like to ask that all members turn on their cameras as we now have sufficient capacity of our platforms to accommodate all members. I see that's done. So the next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. John, are there any changes to the agenda?
No changes.
Great. We will deem them approved as posted. And we'll move to item number 2, approval of the minutes. We have a set of minutes from November 17, 2021 on page 7 of your packet. Any questions, comments, or changes?
Mr. Chairman, I yes. have a... Yes. I noticed just a slight mistake in the minutes of November 17, 2021 at page 17. I notified staff of those changes. They confirmed that all the votes taken on the denial of that appeal were unanimous. There were no abstentions. So staff just needs to make the change on that. And that's page of the minutes. Otherwise, I think the minutes are fine, and I move adoption of the minutes.
Okay, thank you so much. Can everyone mute themselves, please? Perfect. Okay, so we have a motion. Any comments, questions on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Okay, we will move to item number 3. This is resolution of enforcement action, Justin Sheep, Mountain Addiction LLC, unauthorized tree cutting, California Tahoe Conservancy property, Placer County, California, APN 092-010-012 and 035, TRPA versus Justin Sheep. Mountain Addiction LLC case number 2:20-CV00945, U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of California. Information on this item can be found on page 133 of your packet. And at this point in time, I'd like to pass this off to Steve Sweet to give us an update on where we are. Presentation.
All right, thank you. Steve Sweet, Co-Compliance Program Manager. Again, resolution of enforcement action with Justin Sheep and Mountain Addiction LLC. On August 26, 2020, TRPA conducted a show cause hearing where a motion was approved to pursue a judicial action to assess Justin Sheet and Mountain Addiction a civil penalty for the conduct alleged in TRPA's May 8, 2020 notice of violation. This violation involves unauthorized tree removal to create a route for snowcat access to a county trail system, which occurred on the California Tahoe Conservancy property, just located off Old County Road, Placer County, California. Yeah, can you go to the next slide, please? So this is an overview and relate where it is in relation to the lake. Go to the next slide, please. And the area we'll be discussing is here, the proximate area of disturbance. Unfortunately, one of the lines is missing in the map, but it goes from the 585 Old County Road up through the red circled area up to the county trail system that you see on the top left, just on the top edge of the red circle. In January, to the brief description of the violations, in January 2020, TRP received information from the California Tahoe Conservancy that the CTC property had been damaged by snowcat access behind the residence on the Mountain Addiction property. The photos taken during the CTC inspection showed evidence of disturbance caused by the snowcat, including tracks leading to the Mountain Addiction property where the snowcat was stored. And I'm going to go through some pictures real quick. Can you go to the next slide, please? Here's a photo of the Mountain Addiction property. You can see the snowcats park. And then go to the next slide. And here are some photos of the actual snowcat going over some of the cut trees and the vegetation, disturbance to the ground. Next slide, please. Some additional photos of where the snowcat went. This was a little later in the season, but you can see how the snowcat was running over the stumps, the fresh cut stumps. Next slide, please. And another photo of a couple stumps and a tree that was fallen over to the side where the snowcat route was. And next slide, please. So further investigation, on February 6, 2020, TRPA staff inspected the site and found that approximately 35 live trees of various sizes were cut and left along the trail on the CTC property so that it could be used for the snowcat snowmobile access by Sheaf and Mountain Addiction. As you can see from this photo, these are the identified trees that were cut. Five of the 35 trees were larger than 14 inches DBH and were removed without TRPA approval. Next slide, please. This unauthorized tree removal occurred in violation of two code sections, 61.5 and 2.32, both regarding tree removal. Our resolution process, I'll go over a little bit of our resolution process through this. And on March 18, 2020, TRPA issued the cease and desist requesting additional information from both Sheaf and Mountain Addiction. Sheaf and Mountain Addiction have stated that neither party were responsible for the tree cutting and had no knowledge of who could have been responsible for this work. TRPA made several attempts to resolve the unauthorized tree removal with both Sheaf and Mountain Addiction through settlement discussions, the show cause hearing, and then the filing of a protective complaint. But TRPA received no response to these proposals. And on October 29th, after the show cause hearing, October 29th, 2021, TRPA and Mountain Addiction engaged with a mediator through the Eastern District's Court Voluntary Dispute Resolution Program. As a result of this mediation session and continued conversations, TRPA, Sheaf, and Mountain Addiction have agreed to a settlement agreement in which Sheaf and Mountain Addiction will pay a penalty of $20,000 to TRPA for the unauthorized tree removal without admission of fault or involvement. The parties agree that this is mutually beneficial to resolve this matter in this way, and upon approval of the settlement agreement and payment of the $20,000, TRPA agrees to dismiss the case in the district court. Staff is recommending that the governing approve the proposed settlement agreement.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
Hey, Mark?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to give Haley an opportunity to comment. She was the governing board member present at our mediation with the Eastern District mediator.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Steve, for that presentation. That's really nice summary of the facts that were laid out. The mediation was really interesting to attend, and I want to give a special thank you to Steve and John. They laid out the case really well, and they were really professional in doing so. We went back and forth a few times, and in my opinion, this recommendation is very reasonable, given the facts of the case, the fact that it was a strong circumstantial case, but a circumstantial case nonetheless. And to me, after having sat through the mediation, it seems like a very reasonable outcome in my opinion. So I was really happy to have been a part of that, and to have been able to see the mediation firsthand and to see this come before us today with this recommendation.
Great. Thank you, Haley. I really appreciate it. Bill West, Sue, do you have any questions before I turn this over to Lou for any comments he may have?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Lou, please.
I have just one comment. It seems to me that, it seems to me that the tree cutting was egregious, and that they showed no responsibility or remorse whatsoever. Due to the fact that our team members have agreed to this agreement, redundant anyway, since they have hashed this out, I'm willing to go with it. But I think that this is totally egregious.
Thank you, Wes. I appreciate that. Lou, I'm going to turn this over to you for any comments you may have.
Mr. Chair, I don't see the Mountain Addiction Justin Chief representative on our lists.
Okay. John, at this point in time, I'm hearing some feedback, so if everybody could mute, that'd be great. At this point in time, John, I think what I'd like to do is just bring it back to the committee for any questions or comments, and then go to public comment. If in the meantime somebody jumps on from Mountain Addiction, then we can hear any comment they may have.
Yes, I think that's a good idea. If I might just respond to Wes, I think yes. We all agree with you that this is an egregious violation. The issue that we were wrestling with was, our level of evidence to prove that it was Mountain Addiction and Justin Chief were responsible. So that's where the uncertainty comes from, not from the egregiousness of the conduct. So I just want to make certain that we do appreciate your comments and take these matters seriously.
Yes, thank you, John. Thank you for that. And Wes, I think we all do appreciate your comment. We all agree with that. It's a matter of, the resolution process. Are there any other comments or questions regarding this matter before we go to public comment?
I'll just say thank you, John, for clearing that up, because I think we all understand the seriousness of this matter. And it sounds like the resolution is probably the best course for everyone. So appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks, Sue. Okay, we'll now go to public comment. If any member of the public wishes to address the legal committee on this agenda item, please raise your hand now, either by clicking raise hand at the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 on your phone. You will be called on and unmuted by a TRPA staff member. Catherine, do we have any public comment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There are no hands raised to comment on this item.
Okay, then we will close public comment. at this time, bring it back to the committee for deliberation, to come up with a recommendation, perhaps a motion. If anyone has a motion, I'm open to it.
I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve settlement agreement as shown on attachment A.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion. Catherine, will you please call the roll?
Ms. Williamson?
Yes.
Mr. Rice?
Yes.
Mr. Yates?
Yes.
Ms. Novosel?
Yes.
Mr. Bruce?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, that motion passes.
Okay, thank you. And Haley, thank you very much for taking time and attending the mediation with staff. Really appreciate that. Really appreciate your participation and for the summary today at the meeting. Okay, with that, we will go to item number 4, General Counsel Litigation Update. John, I'm going to pass it over to you.
Thank you, Mark. I just wanted to do a quick update for you all of our pending cases. We have 8 and hopefully now 7 cases pending. The oldest one being the Gregory Garmong challenge to the cell tower across from Skyland, which is now sitting in the 9th Circuit Court of Appeals in the midst of briefing on the district court's dismissal of the case on the merits. So we will be filing our response brief here shortly, and then there's one final cross appellant brief, I think, and then we'll be in the 9th Circuit queue, which could take a while. We'll be talking, the next case I just wanted to touch on is the Monica Eisenstecken versus TRPA case that's pending in the Eastern District of California. We'll be talking more about that case later on today. It is, TRPA has filed a motion to dismiss in that case about a year ago, or a little more than a year ago now. But we anticipate that there'll be motions or a motion to amend after today's action. Next, we have 3 cases that are all related that you all authorized us to file in regarding an enforcement of the mooring provisions of the shoreline code. These were all in front of Reagan Beach. And there are 3 cases filed in the Eastern District. We are in the process of locating and serving the litigation, and we'll keep you informed. We have, I believe we have one formally served, and we're working on finding locations for these folks, which is turning out to be a bit of a chore. And then serving them with the pleadings. The next case is the Bryan case, Kent Bryan versus TRPA. Mr. Bryan, if you remember, sought a permit for a non-littoral buoy near Homewood, and he was denied an the governing board denied an application on appeal. He then sued TRPA in the Eastern District of California. We have answered that complaint and are preparing the administrative record to defend that action. Because that is an action that, the unsuccessful applicant sued TRPA, we are providing the defense for that case in-house. And then the other case is the Michael Harash versus TRPA and the Johannessons. The Johannessons were granted a pier permit. The neighbors, the Harashes, appealed that pier permit. The governing board affirmed the issuance of that permit, and then Michael Harash sued TRPA as a disgruntled neighbor with the issuance of that permit, alleging that the permit was improperly issued because it interfered with his navigability, allegedly interfered with his navigability of his neighboring pier. That case is on a motion to dismiss. The hearing is this Friday, and we'll be talking a bit about that case also in closed session later today. So that's just a quick update. I can answer any questions, or we can move on.
I'm on mute. There we go. Do we have any questions or comments with respect to John's update? Thank you, John. I don't see any. And so, John, are we okay? Thank you for that. Are we okay to go on to the next item, or did you have anything else?
Nothing further.
Okay. So at this point in time, we are on item 5, member comments. Anybody with any general member comments? Not seeing any. Okay, we're now on our final item of this morning's meeting, public interest comments. If any member of the public wishes to address the legal committee, please raise your hand now in the Zoom platform and be unmuted by TRPA staff. Catherine, please let me know if we have any public comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just repeat again, because we do have a phone caller. You can raise your hand either on your computer screen by clicking the hand icon at the bottom or by dialing *9 on your phone. And Mr. Chair, there are no hands raised to comment on this item.
Okay, thank you. So we'll deem public comment closed for this meeting. I would like to circle back and just thank John and Steve for all their hard work. I know that these litigation matters are not easy. I know they're difficult, and especially when circumstantial evidence is what you have to go on. I know how hard they worked on this. Very much appreciate the clarity of the exhibits and your hard work with respect to the litigation. That's not lost on us at all. So thank you for that. And then John, obviously with respect to your update, there's a lot going on with respect to cases. And we want to thank you and your support staff for all you're doing with respect to those cases as well. With that, do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thanks so much.